Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin day four of the 90-day legislative session, the operating premise seems to be hurry up and wait, especially in the Montana Senate. As with any large process, overcoming inertia takes a while. In this case, bills have to be drafted, then introduced, then assigned to a committee, then scheduled for a hearing. All of this takes time. Yesterday, House committees heard 21 bills. This is about par for the course on day three. Later in the session, committees will hear hundreds of bills in a day. Like a train leaving a station, the pace of hearings begins slowly, then rapidly picks up speed. The problem in the Senate is that the train has yet to leave the station. So far, zero bills have been heard, committees are not meeting, and the Senate is at a standstill. Time's being wasted because 9 Republicans joined all 18 Democrats earlier this week in a soft coup. In an attempt to get more powerful committee assignments, they downgraded a newly formed Executive Review Committee to an on-call committee and then reassigned the committee members to much more powerful committees like Finance and Business and Labor. That brought the entire Senate to a screeching halt as members of leadership scrambled to mitigate the damage. So far, not a single bill has been heard, and with the exception of Judiciary, no Senate committees are scheduled to meet. It's a frustrating train wreck to be sure, but it's not without precedent. Things like this happen from time to time when legislators focus on themselves rather than on the body as a whole. But I predict it's just a bump in the road. At some point, hopefully sooner rather than later, reason and cooler heads will prevail, a solution will be found, and in the end, this will wind up being a speed bump rather than a brick wall. That said, it's interesting how things have changed. 25 years ago, when I served in the legislature, there were several unspoken rules, one of which was if you're in the majority party, you never cede power to the minority party. Internal disputes were handled behind closed doors by the members of each caucus. It would have been unthinkable for a member of the majority party to join with the minority just to get your way. That has changed since term limits were implemented. The first example, occurring in 2005, when two Democrat House members joined with Republicans to oust Speaker-elect Dave Wansenried and replace him with a moderate Democrat named Gary Matthews. In this most recent case, the motion to downgrade the committee and reassign the members was made by Democrat Minority Leader Pat Flowers, who was then joined by 9 moderate Republicans. The vote was 27-23 in favor of the motion. Politics is an interesting and at times frustrating animal. It's also a fascinating study in human nature. It's important to remember that when it comes to legislating, you can only do what you have the votes to do. Conversely, if you have the votes, you can do just about anything. As we speak, you can be certain that there are those behind the scenes working to find a solution. If they find enough votes, the solution can be achieved by raw political power. If the votes just aren't there, then it's time for the statesman to step in and negotiate an acceptable compromise. It's not pretty, but it's how politics works, and it reminds us of the old saying, our form of government is not perfect, it's just better than all the other forms that have been tried. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.